Philip, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, Jason. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good. It's been a while since we've chatted, and I know when I first talked to you coming out of college, you were like, you know what, hey, I'm looking to go to pro and just kind of, you know, see what I need to work on and learn. And what have you learned about your game the last few years, and where do you feel you've improved as a player?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, it's all about trying to carve out a role on the team. And I think each year I've kind of done a better job at doing that and trying to help the team any way I can, be reliable, be a defensive guy, but pitch in offensively when I can and just try to help the team win.
You're a very everybody I talk to, opposing coaches, you're like, hey, this guy knows how to defend, right? That's kind of been the, you know, your go-to thing. And I think players have to, you know, to get to the NHL, everybody has to know a role and what they're good at, killing penalties, being a defensive guy. But this past season, you also, you know, you scored a few more goals, added more points. Did you make a conscious effort to try to add more offense to your game?
Definitely. I mean, I think defending is kind of my staple. I try to be a reliable defenseman, just a defensive defenseman. But to get to the NHL, you're going to have to do a lot of other things really well. And over the last couple of years, I've been trying to work on those areas and hopefully keep taking steps in those directions.
What do you work on to become a better offensive defenseman?
I mean, a lot, honestly, is it's breaking out the puck. The game, 2023, it's a lot about being efficient defensively, breaking out the puck clean, giving it to the forwards, joining the play, trying to be a fourth guy in the rush, and getting pucks on net. You got to test the goalie. If you miss the net, you don't even test them. So it's just kind of trying to get plays to the net, cause some chaos, and defend hard.
Phil Kemp joins us. Phil, the one thing lots of players always talk about is, hey, you know what? I want to get quicker. I want to get a little bit quicker, especially the NHL. It's always getting faster. What have you worked on? Like, are you doing a lot of ladder drills? Do you have a skating coach? What do you do to try to get quicker as a pro player?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely an area where I got to work on to be successful at the next level. And it's kind of all of the above. Edmonton's got great resources, a skating coach up there, and he's unbelievable. In the summers, a lot, it's about flexibility. It's about getting your body right for the season ahead. It's healing up injuries. It's working on all the above. So it's kind of, yeah, speed ladder. It's in the weight room. It's on the ice. It's honestly, it's anything you do to try to gain a step.
Phil, we see it. You look at Vegas, man. Size matters on the blue line, I think, now more than ever. Obviously, you have to be able to move, but you need big guys. And you have size. Size is something you can't really teach. And you have that, you know, there's a guy that was a teammate of yours for a while, and Vincent Desharnais, who has a little bit more size. You know, there's a guy who started in the ECHL and just worked his way up. How much of an inspiration is a guy like that where you look and say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it?
Yeah, I mean, 6'7", he's got a lot of size. But no, he's a great player, he's a great person, and he was a great teammate, and he was a friend of mine, and just watching him have his success was just incredible, and just following, so it's really cool to see.
You've been a leader, you know, you were a leader in college, a captain, now you'll be entering your third full season, whether it's in Edmonton or in Bakersfield. How much more of a leader are you? Like, are you that much more comfortable? Is that something that comes natural to you?
I mean, I think I just try to play my game. I try to be a good teammate, and I just try to help the team any way I can. And luckily in Bakersfield, I've been a teammate to some great leaders, and Brad Malone's one of the best leaders I've ever had. So it's been really cool just seeing how he conducts himself in the locker room, off the ice, with other teammates. And it's really cool to follow and to see how he leads.
So for you, what makes him a good leader?
I mean, it's a lot of things. He's really good at honestly conducting the room, and he's a great player. He really sets the tone for us down there, and that's why he's had such a successful career. And you can see how he kind of brings it every night. But it's a lot of intangibles, and I think that's why it's such a great piece for the organization.
Phil Kemp joins us, signed a 2-year, two-way deal with the Edmonton Oilers today. Phil, I want to ask you about some teammates. I like the player's perspective on guys. And, you know, coming off of injury, it's always difficult. Raphael Lavoie, you know, he ended the season with 25 goals. He was on an absolute heater in the second half. It took him a few months coming off of that injury that recovered over 9 months. So you probably didn't know a lot about Raphael just because he'd been banged up a little bit. What did you see in the second half and even in practice that you feel like here's a guy I think that's got potential to be an NHLer?
Definitely. I've been lucky enough to be teammates with Raph for now 3 years. And I can confidently say no one really shoots the pill like Raf. So if you get him in a spot to score, man, he's going to bury that thing. And it's really cool to see, and it's really cool to watch. And honestly, it's lucky to have him on my team.
The as a defenseman, like Rafael Lavoie is a big guy, right? You're a big defenseman.
Yeah.
There is more practice time in the AHL. Are you able to focus more on specific one-on-one drills with a guy like that to say, okay, hey, I know what he does really well, but I want to work on trying to stop him? Like, is he one of the guys? Were there some guys that you really went hard at in practice? And, of course, in a respectful way.
Yeah. I mean, it's really competitive down there. Everyone's trying to gain a step. Everyone's trying to get better. And I think that's kind of the environment you want or the organization wants, where everyone wants to get better. Everyone wants to be a more impactful role player for the team. And Raf's leading the charge in that way, too. You know, he's always working on his shot, working on his game. And especially going against a forward like that, it makes all the D better. So that's what we kind of love to.
How did Jason Demers help you?
He helped me a lot. I mean, it was just... He would tell a lot of war stories, but he was a great guy, he's a great player, and he was just an awesome guy to have in the locker room, have his presence in that room, and for him to tell us young guys a bit about what he's been through, what it takes to be an NHL player, I think it was really insightful for the young guys, and I think it helped us a lot.
How important is, like, when you take a step back, maybe, Phil, and you say, okay, you know what, hey, obviously he's a good player and everything, but everybody who's in the American League wants to be in the NHL, right? It's not like you grow up and you're like, hey, I want to be an AHLer. Not that the AHL is a bad league, because 85% of NHL players play in the American League at some point in their career, but obviously that's not the end goal. But how important of it, how inspiring is it having a guy like that who played as many games and played on really good teams and was a good player in the NHL, and now he's at the end of his career and he's just wanting to help guys out? How much of a difference can that make for a defenseman like you? And does it alter maybe your approach in any way in how you train this offseason?
It was just extremely helpful for him to be in the locker room and kind of tell us young guys what it takes. And not that he was an unbelievable player and he's a great person. But it's a razor-thin edge of what it takes to be in the NHL. And there's only so many jobs up for spots, you know, so... And that's what makes it so cool. It's so hard to get to that point, to get that opportunity to play for a team in the NHL. And that's why everyone's chasing it.
I like how you say that. It's razor thin. Because I do believe that's very true for a lot. And some of it is as simple as just when the opportunity's there, take advantage of it. And that's difficult to do, right? Like everybody wants to do it, but maybe, you know, there's an injury somewhere or somebody has a really good camp and that turns into, geez, all of a sudden the team's now going to keep that guy. Mentally, did you feel you're ready for that opportunity if it comes?
Totally. I think I'm really ready. And it's definitely tough because there's only so many jobs. The opportunity is extremely limited, and that's why it's the best league in the world. And if you get that opportunity, you kind of just got to let it fly and see what happens, you know.
Phil Kemp joins us. Phil, what else do you do for fun in the offseason?
I like hanging with my buddies, kind of watching movies, playing golf, and kind of just catching up, yeah.
How's your golf game?
I'm all right. I'm not great. Got a bit of a left-right banana hook slice, so currently trying to work on that a bit, but all good.
Now, in Bakersfield, it's pretty nice down there. Do you golf a lot during the season?
It is. We don't golf a ton. It was raining a bit this year, which is good for the drought. But kind of when the weather got nice, we were golfing a bit more. But it's California, so it's really nice.
Now, where do you go in the off season? Do you like to train alone, or do you prefer to train in a group?
I prefer to train in a group. So I've been working out with the same guy for 6 years or so, I think. So it's awesome, kind of getting back in the trenches with him and. We both go our separate ways in the season, but we come back and we both work out together at the same time and same place. So it's kind of always the same.
Now, I know lots of guys have like your whole summer is almost mapped out on what your strategy is going to be for workouts, and then it ramps up, and then you take a week off, and then it goes up again, and you do different things. Are you back in it yet, or does your start in June? Like, what's your schedule now as far as off-season training?
Yeah, the kind of way I look at it is you're only as good as your last game. So that's the tape you got, and it's kind of how can you get better in the summer? That's all it's used for now. So it's kind of how can you chip away? How can you get better in certain areas you got to work on and be ready to go for training camp?
Is there one new thing that's really going to be a focus for you this summer that maybe wasn't in the past?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of the cliches where you're obviously, I got to get faster, get stronger, get bigger. But it's being smart, you know. It's being efficient. It's where what areas do you need to work on to make you a better player, to give you a chance at the next level. And for me, I think that's, I got to be more efficient breaking the puck out. I got to focus in on breaking the puck out, and I just got to be good defensively, be reliable, and have tight gaps, close circles. And I think that's kind of my ticket.
So when you say you need to be better at breaking it out, will you spend more time then on the ice this summer and focusing on that specifically?
I definitely will. And I think that's kind of where the game's headed. The best way to defend is just to break the puck out clean for your team. Get the puck into your forwards' hands, because if you have the puck, they can't score. So that's the focus.
Phil, great stuff, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations on a new 2-year contract. Best of luck this summer. We'll see you at training camp.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason. Have a great one.